And we're in the Hawks F5 mobile studio with Andy Ashton and Mels Phillips. The Hawks F5 web radio just launched tonight. Oz and Andy, how did the first broadcast go?
Absolutely fantastic, great game to commentate on, and the feedback we're getting on Facebook and Twitter has been absolutely fantastic. It was a great advert, and hopefully we can roll it out across the league and maybe help the Stars and get their own radio station.
So we'll talk to the play-by-play man, Oz, calling the game for you.
As I've just said to Andy now personally, by the third period I was calling it how I wanted to, how it was sounding in my head, how I wanted it to be. But you can't practice for this. I mean, I practiced the intro and getting the players on the ice and giving the people the information that they wanted to hear to begin with, but once the game started it was like, he passes it to him, and then number 8 has it, and then number 10 has it. I've got a team sheet here, but by the time I've looked down to guess who the player is, it's already moved on. But by the end, no, I was happy with how it was sounding, how I wanted it to sound. So next game should be even better.
So how does Hawks F5 come about? Obviously it's the new independent supporters club, the whole organisation, and the radio's just popped.
Yeah, it's just came about to say for the fans, by the fans, just helping the fans, give them a bit of it started off a couple of years ago with doing text updates on Facebook, and now we've progressed to like the internet, and it's basically just providing a good service to the fans at the Blackburn Halls and across the whole hockey family.
And the internet radio, how tech savvy do you have to be? Is it something anybody can sort of...
Yeah, it's basically within 5 or 10 minutes you can literally set one up. All I bought is a little mixer desk for £50, and a web server which is around about £20 a month, and you go. It's not expensive. There is just one cost for the PRC license, which is £190, but other than that, that's the cost for it, and hopefully we're going to do it virtually most of our games.
And you talked about the game tonight. I was just on the wrong end of the scoreline, but you can't really argue that the whole game, full 60 minutes end to end, it was a fantastic game to watch.
It was a great game to watch. Last night we played and we lost 6-3 to the Sting, and we kind of got going, but by the end of the second period we were tired. We only had four recognised D-men last night, and four today, but they didn't falter in the third line they did yesterday. Like I said, they looked tired and leggy at the end of last night, whereas today Bobby Streetley managed to race up and stop that puck going into an empty net, which showed that he still had something left in the tank.
Yeah.
So fair play to the guys. We've lost, but positive performance really.
I'd just like to nip in and just say a big thank you to the forum, Stars officials, the EIHA who've actually made tonight possible.
Yeah, obviously it's a lot of people you've got to kind of get the green light from, so you've said you want to try and do it home and away?
Home and away, and also if I'm happy to help the Stars get theirs going, or anybody else who's interested, hopefully to do it home and away, and maybe we see you all at the playoffs.
On the way up here, we actually bumped into a lot of Whitley fans at Weatherby Services going down for the Sting game, and we were talking to them, and they said that they might be interested in doing the same kind of thing. But if everyone did their away game, so that the home fans hear their own voice as it was, so that, you know, when you're away, your fans are listening to you. If everyone just did away games, then the league would cover itself. We wouldn't need to do home, because you'd be doing your away at our venue, and vice versa.
I was going to say, you may not be so passionate, but there's no Wi-Fi at Whitley.
Oh, well. That's a bit of a shame.
Electricity may also be an issue, but that's by the by. But on the whole, how's tonight been? Any, you're pleased with how it's went and ready?
Yeah, well, it's just a learning. Couldn't get the second mic go into the second period. But well, once we sort out the technical difficulties, and because I've never done anything like this before, so it's a big learning curve. Once we get them ironed out, hopefully it'll be a very professional full service.
Give it the plug. So where should people go if they want to find out more?
We're just waiting to get on our Hawks F5.com website up and running. Once that's up and running, access to the radio station will be via that website. If you're on an iPhone, you can get it on Shoutcaster app, and if you're on an Android, I think it's the Winamp app as well. So it'll be available on all smartphones and through the internet as well.
And as a sort of pre-game, if it's Graham Lomax, you can get it on two tins and a bit of wire.
Yes. Good picture. Yes, for all these people who are not technically minded, yes, we do have a backup system.
Right, well, very well done. Hopefully we'll hear it again. I'll get the chance to hear it one day when I'm not working, but well done. It's a great effort, great project, and wish you all the success with it.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.